the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So I believe we have a quorum this morning. We have Director Kuba present, as well as Bill Rice, myself, and Iggy Fedorov, and we have Lori Mueller by telephone. Turn to public comment for items not on the agenda this morning. Oops, we have one. Good morning.
Good morning.
If you could identify yourself for the record.
Mm-hmm. Dear President Montalvo and Board, I'm Daryl Sheck from SEIU Local 620. We'd like to weigh in on the issue of wine liquor potentially being placed on the ballot in the near future to replace the current ambulance station. The union and its members are very grateful to the district board for making this a priority. However, we did want to offer some insights into the collective opinions of our members. The predominant opinion among represented staff of the district is that while replacement of the current station is sorely needed, there is some concern that the project may be different than what the district truly needs. Our members agree that the facilities need to be replaced. However, there is some concern from those that we represent over the cost of the project and that the project can be constructed on the current site of district offices where problems have occurred with slow failure. It may be in the district's best interest to purchase an existing building in a safer location and retrofit it. Nevertheless, our members are supportive of the concept of a lease station. The union and those we represent understand that a facilities bond cannot be commingled to increase operational revenue. Of more concern to our members is the continued operational fund budget difficulties and current problems recruiting and retaining EMTs and paramedics. We applaud the district's efforts in bringing back the second 24-hour ambulance from both a physical and service standpoint, and this move certainly helps recruit and retain current staff. The board has been diligent in streamlining the operation to maximize revenue impact. However, there is one Achilles heel inherent with emergency medical services that will likely need to be addressed to ensure the sustainability of the district. And that Achilles heel is just that the cost of operating a healthcare district often rises faster than revenue because the current district's current revenue only increases the cost of Metro Los Angeles Consumer Price Index, and that also increases the medical cost of inflation. Typically, in the past, healthcare costs rise just over 5% per year, while the historic generic consumer price index has been at a rate of more than 3% typically until the last calendar year, when inflation reared its ugly head in a manner not seen since the 1980s. The Achilles heel threatens the district's viability, and that's not specifically from an employee wage standpoint, but a medical supply, medical equipment, and medical transportation cost standpoint. These are all costs that historically rise faster than generic consumer price index upon which district revenue is based. And luckily or unluckily, generic inflation will likely be revenue over the next year because it was 2.3% last month, 8.5% going forward in the short term. We're concerned that only concentrating on the facilities portion of the equation will leave the district in an operationally untenable position. And in general, our members approved, we absolutely approve of constructing renting and, you know, doing whatever we can to get new facilities. However, there is a great concern that a necessary bond measure to deal with operations would not succeed if voters with voters because the asks are too close together. A more successful strategy may be to package two measures together as an all-encompassing solution to fix the infrastructure problem and also protect the district from spiraling medical cost inflation when the inflation rate of the Los Angeles metro area consumer price index doesn't keep up. And I guess what we perhaps like to see is maybe there's some kind of way to bring the two indices together so that if there is a shortfall in one, then it can be addressed in the other. I just want to say that we appreciate, our members appreciate all that you do and continue to do for the district. There have been beneficial changes brought forward by the board over the last few years, particularly recently. And I want to thank you for your work in making work conditions better for our members. And it's noted and appreciated. And I really thank you for your time.
And we are very appreciative of that feedback. Would you mind, you had that written down, it looks like. Is that something that you could provide us so that I could go back and read it again? Good.
Also, can you ask Lori to mute herself?
Lori, can you go on mute?
Sure.
Thank you.
Let me try.
That's all right.
Too much background.
Yeah. Okay. Any other members of the public wishing to comment at this time? Very good. Just a comment. I do believe that the issues around inflation are very, very real, and I am seeing it in other work I'm doing in healthcare. It's gonna challenge us all. So appreciate your remarks there. For the consent agenda, does anybody the minutes are attached for your review from the April 26th meeting. Are there any corrections or comments to the minutes?
No, and move to accept.
Second.
We have a motion to accept and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Minutes are approved. Okay. All right. We'll go to the operations report and Tim, which we'll separate them. We have operations, administration, and financial review all coming up.
You want the operations report first or the administration report?
Well, if operations is first on the agenda, we'll go that way.
Everybody's had a chance to review the operations report. As usual, I always ask if there's any questions or anything that I can answer.
I have a couple.
Okay.
There's a typo on the unit 21 starting miles. You missed one of the twos. So
I did miss a two.
So it should be 32,211. And then what I don't understand, what is a chase? There is still no chase for the ambulance.
Oh, that was autocorrect. I'm sorry. That's supposed to be chassis.
Oh.
I apologize.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. So I talked to Kirsten at Red Sky. They have, Demiris has not taken delivery of our chassis yet to start building our ambulance, but she wanted to assure me right now we're locked into the price that we agreed to when we signed the contract.
So good.
And it's gone up 20%, and actually by the end of May, it'll be a 25% increase on the cost of just the chassis alone for the vehicle.
We had a busy time up in Monterey County.
That is correct.
We had 7 calls for the month of April. Is the paperwork for all of those 7 calls now completed through
May 1st?
Through the county?
Yes.
And they have been billed?
They have been billed. Okay. We are waiting for Monterey County sent 2 invoices back, but somehow they missed a month. And so we're waiting for that payment to come in.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. It came yesterday. I was at the job fair for an outreach project. Mm-hmm. The San Luis City, you may have seen it on the news. We had all the departments for this county were at San Luis City Fire Station trying to recruit employees. So I went down for that and was down there in the afternoon.
Yeah, my wife and I drove past while the interviews were going on by the San Luis Fire Station.
Yeah. So there's a video floating on KSPY, a little snippet of me talking to 3 potential employees.
Okay. That's terrific.
And as you guys all know, Hearst Castle is open. I think we've been up there, I counted 3 times already. We've gone to the hilltop with 1 transport. Any other questions? And I'm sorry, I'm having technical difficulties with the video feed. For some reason, the computer's not loading, so the Zoom link is not working right now because I can't get Mike's computer to load, which has got all of the data for Zoom and everything on it. Well, I got to work with Jeremy to get all that transferred over to my computer so we can do that.
So are you saying that the Zoom link to the public is not working right now?
It's working to the public, but I can't get into Zoom right now. Mike's computer is doing something weird. And
okay, so the public is able to call in.
They can call in, but we can't hear them because I can't get it to open. And
oh, I see.
I'm still working on that. Hopefully, after I get done with my reports, I can get it up and running. So I apologize.
Okay.
The administrator's report, I followed Mike's template. The morning that we did the report, I wanted to let you guys know that there's now over 500 deaths for COVID in this county alone, but there's also an outbreak at most of the skilled nursing facilities. Pretty much every skilled nursing facility in San Luis Obispo County has got a COVID outbreak. The hospitalization is still low, but the infection rate is high. The county doesn't have any plans to change the requirements for the PPE, but we're going to implement going back to the N95 mask on the calls. Right now, they can wear a simple mask until it's a confirmed case. I'm making the judgment call to put our employees back in N95, which is a stronger one, and that if it's not a COVID or non-suspected, then they can downgrade, but I want them to start the call with a higher level of protection than a lower level of protection. We had one incident where a crew was dispatched to an incident and the patient was actually COVID positive, but that information didn't get relayed from fire to their dispatch, our dispatch to us.
Okay, hang on again. Lori?
Lori, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. We're getting background noise from your phone, I think.
Really? Do you want to make sure I'm calling in again?
No, you could just mute.
I did have it muted for a bit. Mm-hmm. And you still were getting something?
No, there wouldn't be another caller.
No.
No.
Okay.
It hasn't been terrible.
Okay. All right.
Okay. It certainly sounds like a fabulous idea to make sure that our employees are in N95. I actually thought that was a continued requirement.
They downgraded it when the cases got low enough, but they haven't made a decision whether they want to upgrade it or not. Mm-hmm. Like I said, for our purposes, I'm going to go ahead and do that. On the financial reports, we were actually over budget, as you can see. Increased call volume in April and considerably more private pays versus public pays. The general tax revenue was under budget. My understanding, I'm still learning this, is that the county, it goes back to the county when we get the checks from the county. We hadn't received everything from the county yet.
While we're there, Simone, have we gotten anything from the county this month so far?
Yes, $127,000.
Yeah, that was probably more than we budgeted, probably.
Yeah.
Okay, which would probably offset that. So it sounds like it's more of a timing difference. The shortfall of combined about $11,000.
I just have one question when you're through.
Okay.
Are you through?
No, I was going to go through the rest of them. So I guess I would just ask if anybody has any questions on my explanation versus me reading the pages that you guys have.
I think the board should note that this month we moved $40,000 out of the trust account into the healthcare district. And the $40,000 is reflected up in miscellaneous, but at the same time, we took a reserve of the equal amount for unit replacement. So the receipt of the $40,000 has absolutely no impact on operations, either positive or negative, but we were able to get that cash payment into the district before year end. And the other negative thing is the ongoing issues with the Department of Healthcare Services and their GEMT program, Ground Emergency Medical Transportation Program, that is designed conceptually to result in additional revenue to special districts like ourselves. We have yet to see the payback on this program yet. And one of the things for the new director of finance would be to dig into that and find out how much we are behind the curve and start working with DHCS to try to expedite some payments, at least to bring us even, would be a big benefit. And medical supplies.
Yes, medical supplies. There's been an increase in the cost of medical supplies, but there was also a considerable increase because we switched a piece of equipment that we use. We have an IO drill gun that we use, and another company came out with one that instead of us having to buy a new drill every time the battery dies, at about $500, we were able to buy hand-powered drills for about $184. So we're rotating those into the fleet. the drill, the actual needles themselves are half the cost. But we had to basically bring in this system because we were already out of two of the sizes of needles that we use. So I brought in the whole system to phase it in. So it's a big hit on our budget to start, but over the long term, it'll actually decrease some of our medical cost on these IO needles because they're about $135 a piece for one needle.
What can you provide a little bit more on what are these?
It's an intraosseous needle, so if somebody, if we're unable to get an IV site on a patient who's arrested or something, mm-hmm. or in severe extremis, we actually drill into the bone using this needle to provide medication. Mm-hmm. Like I said, the drills themselves are about $500. The bits are about $138, or the needles. Mm-hmm. The new ones are only $85, and it's $167 for the drill gun if we actually had to replace one. And they're polycarbonate, so they actually ran one over with a fire truck, and it still worked. Mm-hmm. It's not saying it's indestructible, but it's pretty good.
So we have equipment that we're not going to be able to use.
Right.
Does San Luis Ambulance use this other system?
No, they went to the SAM system, the same one that we did, okay. along with Cal Fire, Morbay Fire, okay. everybody else in the system. Prior to that, everybody either had the same ones that we had, or they had manual ones that didn't work in Brook.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's a system-wide change, honestly. The other increase in the cost was a kit that we bought that's in the units for on the rare chance that we ever have a pediatric arrest. It's to make the medication dosages for the pediatric patients easier. Instead of having to go through a binder or a book or something like that, they're a syringe capsule that you put the syringe in, and the medication, it's pre-marked based on the Roslo tape. So they don't expire. If we never use them, we'll bought them once and they'll sit there. If we ever have to use them, it saves time and it makes the paramedics' job easier to be able to do what they need and administer the correct amount of medication and hopefully not have a medication error. Because pediatric calls are high-stress calls and we don't run them that often. So this is just a tool that we found that will make it easier should that incident occur.
Okay, so I have time for my question. Just wanted to be the last question. Okay, so on the green bar report, you're still showing that we're going to end up the year with a deficit of 16,000. I presume there are mitigating efforts underway, including the test of the 24-hour.
Yes.
The second 24-hour ambulance that there should turn that around. Am I correct in that assumption?
Yes. My goal is over the next... I only have a month and a half to do it, but I'm going to do my best to try and drop that down to as close to zero as I can.
We also had a shortfall in the tax revenue, which is made up in this month, and we had a little bit of a benefit of 7 calls to Monterey.
Correct.
Which was above budget, so that's going to bring $10,000.
And then we also have an increase for the month of May, too, of Monterey calls. I think we're up to like 5 Monterey calls already.
Wow.
For the month of May.
How far up are you going?
Plasco Creek Ridge is as high as we've gone so far this year, which is, I think, 7 or 8 miles south of Big Sur. So we're going well up the coast.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then you're transporting to, if need be, transporting over to Salinas?
Or? No, actually, we haven't transported to Salinas yet. We're transporting back down to Sierra Vista, which saves time. We also, and I don't know if Mike informed you, we have in our contract with Monterey County, it's set up that if our crews are on the call for longer than 6 hours, we bill them per hour.
Right. Yeah, it's basically at the same rate, $250 an hour.
Correct.
Okay, that was my only question on the financial.
Any other questions for me?
Because if I complimented you on having excess cash, Bill will always swat me down for that. There's bills in work. So, see, I complimented you, but Bill can't react to it because it's really not a compliment.
Keep up the good work.
And I would like to honestly say thank you guys all for working with me too, because this has been a welcome change for me, but I'm also super nervous and trying not to let you guys down.
You're doing just great. You're doing just great. Thank you for that, Tim. Okay, so we will move on to committee reports. And we'll get to this as we report out of our closed session of last time, but we have made some pretty notable transitions over the last few weeks with Mike's departure and some changes of roles, and we'll discuss that in detail later. But I think my impression has been that given the amount of change, that I think things have gone very smoothly, and we have been able to keep everything on track. So I really appreciate all of you for making that work, and you have our full support to in any way you need. Property and facilities. Lori, can you report by phone, and I'll...
I think so.
Yep.
So now I'm going back to April, and I think we did meet, correct me if I'm wrong, and to discuss what the needs were, budget needs were for the upcoming year, and we submitted that to the Finance Committee. We did not, regarding the facility project, we are still working on the video. Is Jeff Minnery on the call, by any chance?
No, Jeff Minnery texted me. He's on vacation, out of town, and not available.
Okay. So regarding the video, we are going to be doing some editing because the first pass that Jeff Minnery gave us was not comprehensive enough, and so we're going to go back to Slaptown Studios to do some editing, which will be insertion of some more information regarding the bond measure that'll be more descriptive, provide graphics that describe it, and I have talked with Julian at Slaptown. He will be available in June to come and do record some audio to go with that, and then we'll complete the editing. But before we give Julian the complete list, I think AG and I would like to actually confer with either Jeff or whomever is the appropriate designee at his firm regarding the suggested changes that they provided us. But that's kind of where we are with that at the moment. And then regarding the union comments, I think there are a few misconceptions that the staff have expressed, and I would like Iggy and I to have the opportunity to address those issues back to the union.
Mm-hmm. Good. I, just to, because maybe not everyone is aware of, I think they are, but I'm going to say it anyway, the events that transpired on our informational video. This video was reviewed by legal, and after it had already been presented in a couple of different forums, that a question was asked about whether or not the information was comprehensive. And we got when we went back to our legal advisors who had reviewed the video, that as a result of the question, they changed their opinion back to us. So I find that to be extremely disappointing. And when we purchase legal advice for the district, I expect it to be right the first time around. And that event really gave me pause, because this will cost the district money to go back then and revise the video after it had been produced in final, and also the resultant legal expenses to have the advice given the second time. So I just wanted to say out loud that I found that a little disappointing.
I agree.
We'll move on.
100%.
Yeah. Anything else on facilities?
Not at this time.
Okay, thanks, Lori. Diane, healthcare advocacy.
Oh, yes. You did meet last week. We recapped the farmers market, continuing to attend that twice a month. This month is our focus is on high blood pressure and stress relief education. And we also agreed that it's still a really good experience for the community, and it's been a lot of learning involved on both sides.
Yeah.
So we will continue to the farmers market. We also discussed outreach opportunities and how we share the information,
mm-hmm.
important health-related information. So so we're continuing to work on that. And the last thing we also discussed, more of a hybrid version of the fall prevention workshops that we have upcoming. And each workshop will feature or focus a different subject. So to keep it interesting and you know, share more information to the public. So that's about it.
Good. I have heard very positive things about the farmers market, and hopefully our staff also enjoys being out there because the community appreciates it very much. Okay, finance, Bill?
We did not meet, but we will be meeting next month. It's budget time, so we're going to be putting together a budget for next fiscal year.
Yeah, I imagine that will be a difficult budget. That's just my guess now.
By the way, just a question. This is being recorded, correct? You press the button.
We're recording, yes. Okay. All righty. Lori, anything on grants?
We did not meet.
Mm-hmm. Staffing?
Is that me as well?
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to have to refer to Tim on that.
This is, it just as a clarification, so this ad hoc working group was designed to look at the impact of having moved to the 24-hour cars, correct?
Correct.
And we're scheduled to look at that next month or the month after?
Next month, go ahead, Lori.
So you instituted that beginning of April, so you need 3 complete months before we can assess it, so we may not be able to present
July.
It until July.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, good. We actually implemented it in the middle of, it was actually the middle of March, so there's a chance we should be able to pull something together. So by the June board meeting, I'm hoping to have some information for you guys. I was actually hoping to have some today, but because of everything that's been going on, I'm a little bit frazzled, and that's one of the things that slipped through the cracks, and I apologize.
I would recommend that you drop back, not from June, but to July.
Yes.
It's a lot easier to gather information at month ends. And right now you've got a lot on your plate, so let's ease into it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I agree with that too, because the other issue in noticing your report this month, you know, things happen in any given month, whether it be vacations and the like, that I think that the more complete months you have, the better that we'll be able to see. So I don't think there's a rush. I mean, we've got it in place, and we'll look at it when you are ready and we have good data.
The staffing is getting easier. The reserves are picking up more shifts, I can tell you that. So that's a plus for us.
Okay. All right. Now, there is a, and this is, I'm going to take responsibility for this. On the agenda, there is a report of the Trust Fund Marketing Ad Hoc Committee. I do believe that we took this. We disbanded this, right? So I did not catch that, but we will not have that on the agenda again until we decide that we are actively.
It's a subtract hoc meeting.
Subtract hoc, not ad hoc. Got it. All right. Moving on to our regular business agenda. We have a proclamation.
And I have a question.
Yes.
Regarding that. I mean, it's basically overcome by the calendar. So, do we still want to ask Supervisor Gibson to sign off on this? Because it was last week.
It was last week, and I talked to Blake at the office, and he's fine with that. He doesn't have a problem taking care of it and putting it on the calendar, even though it's past date. He asked that next year we get it in a little sooner. And I was, like I said, one of the few things that I've had to to deal with. So I missed it. But he doesn't have a problem with that. If the board doesn't have a problem with it, we'll proceed with it. It's something nice for the peers. EMS Appreciation Week was last week. And
we did something for them, yes?
No, we did not.
Did not.
No. I requested, I sent an email to Mike before he left, and I thought I CC'd Cecilia. But I'm they got lost in the shuffle where everything, there was a lot of stuff going on, requesting that we give them $25 gift cards to Lynn's, because that seemed to make more sense than trying to get, for lack of a better term, some trinkets that right. are really cool mm-hmm. and just kind of collect dust.
Right.
And I never got a response back from anybody about that.
I don't recall getting it, but I may have, but I don't recall seeing that. Is there a concern about it? I don't think it's too late, is it?
No, I would appreciate it any time. I mean, it doesn't have to necessarily be an EMS week. Yeah. That's when the whole nation celebrates, but I think if we celebrate with our crews now, then that would be the way to go. And I would, we have 30 employees, because we have three that have stepped back already. But I would encourage that we do this for the group that actually works, because we do have currently, I think, 5 employees who are still on our books who haven't worked in over a year. So those ones, 5 or 6. So I honestly wouldn't include them, because they're working other jobs. They haven't participated with the district. I appreciate them, but yeah. if they don't respond to the needs of the district, then...
So we're talking under $1,000.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah, I think you should do that.
Okay.
I definitely think you should do that.
Thank you.
And appreciation for our staff. So.
Okay. And so you're just going to forward this certificate to Blake?
Correct. And then he'll actually take this lettering and put it on a nice form, and then all 5 supervisors will sign it, and then he'll send it to us so we can put it up in the office.
All right. Thank you.
Very good. And is this for action? Board approval to allow the letter to...
I'd like to make a motion to approve this to be sent to the Bruce Gibson for execution.
Second, somebody?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Wait, my cover sheets are out of order here. A second here. There we go. Moving on, right?
So moving on, yes.
Our favorite topic. This agenda item relates to the scorecard that we have been working on getting correct data for. Tim, is this you or Simone that want to provide
this update? It's a combination of us. I think Simone filled me in, so I can pass it on if you guys don't mind.
Sure.
Is as I stated in here, they had some technical issues. An employee or some employees that they let go messed with the data writing system and collection before they left as disgruntled employees. They haven't been able to fix what they've done wrong. They have offered a solution to us, in which we would get several different reports. From those reports, then we can compile the data that we want and submit it to the board at that time. So it's a little more work on our end versus what we were originally going to do, but it would allow us to get you guys the daily scorecard to you in a timely manner. We would collect the data. It would be a month behind like now, but we would get a myriad of reports, extrapolate the data that we need to extrapolate for what you guys want.
This is a temporary
It would be temporary
solution.
Until they can get everything back in place to do the daily scorecards that we want. But it would allow you guys to have the information you've been requesting and haven't gotten.
As soon as you get the additional reports, contact me and I'll take a look at them and I'll help put together the information. Okay?
And they have hundreds of reports. I tried to print a list, but it's too much. I was trying to maybe see if I could put it in Excel to send to me.
Okay, good.
And then actually see if they have a little description of each one.
Good, because 100 reports is not going to work.
Yeah, I mean, there is such a thing as too many. Yeah. Too much.
Okay.
But that surely does explain why we weren't getting
any response. Yeah, and it's a long time for them to admit it to us.
I don't suppose the company is interested in making any concessions back to us about that happening.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think there's any action here, but I do appreciate the update and all the work and figuring out what in the world was going on there. So it sounds like we have a good temporary solution, and appreciate that. Okay?
And I'll work with Simone on getting the list into an Excel file so that we can get it to you.
Good. Thank you.
E3, don't want to step on anybody's toes. I believe you asked for this one, just a reportable from the COSAC.
I got this.
You got it. Okay.
Okay. All right. Yes, we would like to report out from our closed session. We'll have to insert in the record when that sorry, I'm stumbling because I can't remember the date of the closed session. But we met in closed session to address personnel issues in the context of Mike McDonough's departure. And the reportable action from that meeting was that we approved a reorganization of the healthcare district and its staff. And those changes are, number one, to appoint Tim Benz as his title, I don't think actually changes, but his role definitely does, that he is the administrator of record for the district. We will not be replacing Mike McDonough in a second position as administrator. It's our sense that Tim is very capable of performing that role. We do... We also approved a change in Simone's role because, quite honestly, when I saw your previous title, I don't think it nearly reflected the work we all know that you do for the district. So Simone was promoted and will now hold the title of office manager, and there is an accompanying increase in her salary for that position. The net impact of those two changes, as well as, you know, it's not on here. It's the increase in cost to the budget here is quite substantially offset by not replacing Mike McDonough's role, which was a $150,000 a year position with benefits. That said, what I'm not seeing on here is the decision to add a new position in the Director of Finance, which will also, or is that separate?
Well, I did send out... and again, you all might say, didn't see him. I know Bill saw it. Lori saw it. I sent out a set of bylaws changes.
Yes, yes.
And that has the Director of Finance, Director of Operations, and that is a different title for Tim. He was Manager of Operations, or Operations Manager, so now he's Director of Operations.
Okay.
And then it lists a variety of other changes to the bylaws that I thought would be advisable given Tim's new role with the addition of official administrator and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But since it's not on the agenda...
But I think we will be putting it on the agenda for June.
June, mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's good. And if you all can provide me feedback, then I will make the alterations. And then at that time, we can send it to Jeff Minnery for his input.
Okay.
But I didn't want to send a preliminary copy to Jeff.
Good. Yeah. So if because we all did receive that, and Iggy, I thank you for getting that done for us. And I think if any of the directors have feedback on that, we are trying to get it to the board for approval at the next meeting.
Yeah. So if y'all give me the feedback directly, not a reply all, but
right.
Directly, then I will consolidate all that, and we can present it to the board at the next meeting. And with your permission, I'll also forward Jeff Minnery that copy that will be presented at the board meeting. Unless you think that it would be sufficient to simply have it in the board packet for next month, which might be okay as well. Unless you want to give him more time to review our changes.
For Jeff?
For the bylaws. For Jeff Minnery.
Now, we can sort out. I thought that we already had sent it to Jeff, or I might have sent it to Jeff. I don't know. At any rate, I don't think we need to extend the time.
Okay.
If that's the question.
So we'll just put it in the.
We'll put it in the next board packet. Yeah, and you will have the copy for your review on paper if that's that's helpful. But the additional action, there is posted currently on the district's website a posting of a position. It is not a full-time position. It is a part-time position for Director of Finance, who will work to compile our monthly financial statements and partner with Simone billing accounts receivable and accounting issues. And hopefully, we've made that a very flexible position in terms of the requirements. People, we don't think somebody needs to sit in the office all day to do that. So I hope we can attract good candidates for that. But put out the word to anyone who might be interested. Okay. So that is our report out. Our next agenda item, authorization for TIM to be added to the bank accounts. This is required by Premier Pacific Bank, appropriately so, that the board take action to remove Mike and to give TIM signing authority on the accounts. And there is a resolution that is attached to your board packet relating to that. And it was prepared by Jeff Minnery. And if you have questions, anybody have any questions about the bank account?
So should we just take one of these, or do you have a different one for us to sign?
No, we can use one of those.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve the resolution number 20-22 to update our list of authorized signatories at Pacific Premier Bank.
Somebody want a second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, and this is coming around for a signature.
So I do have to add that this one is for the resolution. All the board members will at one point have to get down to Pacific Premier Bank. Once she has this, she'll draw up the other paperwork to redo a signature card. At the bank, we all have to show your...
Yes, unfortunately, I did.
But this paperwork will allow her to get that other paperwork taken care of.
I probably shouldn't say this, but there is a continued problem with the bank in our ability to get people online access. By the way, I am continuing to try and work with them. I have not been able... to, for example, with the trust accounts, I think, still the only person who can see that online. Which
would the board be like me to take care of and see if I can work towards getting that rectified?
With Chase, it was only myself and Mike who had
access.
Online access. Yes, but primarily it was me. So
yeah,
so it should be.
It is primarily me, but it is the reason that Mike and we also believe Sherrington needs it because, I mean, it's just more efficient, is because they do include accounting, financial accounting support related to the trust. And right now, they have to come to me. I have to pull a statement for them, get it back. It's just, it shouldn't be that way. Well, and it's not a big deal, but it just, I can't figure it out.
Alice Dietrich is the one that. Can work it out.
I'm pretty familiar with that bank, and I know that they, because of the type of account it is, it's just a simple, it's getting the right person to allow anyone to be authorized, and they have limitations, so it's not like there's check writing ability or anything, Sherrington. Necessarily, but it's just getting to the right person.
Yeah, well, and not to get in the weeds here, but I did go into the bank and I have talked to them about it, and the issue is actually has nothing to do with the authorization levels or who's on the record. It is their, I have to talk to their online people. Yeah. It has to do with their website. Huh. And we were on hold for, the wait time was 3 hours on hold, and so I hung up.
Wow.
Yep. I'm sorry, I'm looking for the front page. There you go. Okay,
For Lori's benefit, Diane said she would bring by the signature list for you to sign.
Oh, okay, thank you. Get it stamped. Yep.
Okay. There you go. Thank you for doing that.
Sam, you need to sign it.
Did we include that it was unanimous? There's a second page. It says number of ayes, nays.
Oh.
Yes, that was a unanimous vote in favor of the resolution, if we could note that. Okay, our final piece of business today is the declaration of future agenda items. Here's what I have, if you could give me some. Let me ask first about the budget. When would that be on the board agenda?
We would like to tentatively put it on for the June meeting.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to also have the results through the month of May to use to develop that. So it could be a tight window there, but put it on the tentatively on the agenda for June.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the last Tuesday in June, or the fourth Tuesday in June, is late. I think it's like the 28th or something like that. So, because the first of June is a Friday, I think. Anyway.
Oh, that'll work
so
in our favor.
Yeah.
I have the bylaws agendized for the June meeting. I have the bond measure, correct?
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
What else? We won't be reviewing the 24-hour car.
Do we have to send something to the county about the increase in taxes due to the inflation factor based on the LA?
Yes, that's already taken care of.
It's already taken care of. Okay.
Yes.
Normally, there's something that comes before the board, a resolution. Did we have such a resolution?
My understanding was you did. I will double check on that, though, because Mike was working on that prior to him leaving and said it was taken care of. So let me...
All right, just double check that.
Let me double check that. That was because it went up. So it was at 8.5, and then it went down to, I think, 8.3, and we submitted the paperwork, or was supposed to submit the paperwork. But I will double check on that, because I know we also had to do the 700 form for the change of leadership and stuff like that.
Anything else?
Yes, there's one thing that I'd like to just for board approve. Staffing for 4th of July. 4th of July, as you know, is on, I believe, a Monday this year. Cambria's going to have fireworks, so I would like to see about upstaffing one ambulance as an extra crew and then rotate the three crews through Shamwell Park area, because with COVID being what it is and just everybody getting out, I anticipate that Cambria will become busy because we're going to be one of three places that are going to have fireworks. As far as I know, Paso, Pismo Beach, and us are the only ones that are actually going to have a fireworks show this year.
Yes.
And it's going to be at the park. So my thought is I would like to have a crew down in that park area, rotating them through, because once it gets congested, if there was an emergency in that park area, it's going to be really hard for me to get a crew in there unless we send them through the backside of Fiscal Union Ranch or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I
bring up a good point. Is it possible for you to get keys to the gates? You have them.
Okay. Yes, I do. They're on all the ambulances.
All right. So that's probably a better, in my opinion, better solution.
Yeah.
Because the traffic is all between Highway 1 and Channel Park.
Right.
As opposed to down the road so much.
So the Legion has also asked that we put a booth, like a little first aid booth up there. So that's the other caveat, is the crew that would be in the park area would also run the first aid booth.
Oh, okay, I see.
And we have that way, if something happens, the crew doesn't have to hurry up to get in and go through lock gates. There's going to be a crew there with equipment.
Okay.
The other crew that would transport, if they had to transport them, they could go off Fiscal Union Ranch. The other crew can then backfill behind them. But we won't leave one crew there all day. We'll rotate them through so that everybody gets a little bit of a break.
Okay, so, and that would be, if you will, a reserve spot.
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I do recall the board taking action on upstaffing in the past, so we'll take formal action. I'll put that on the agenda for June. And Lori? We're going to solicit Diane, we're going to solicit proposals for web redesign, correct?
We are.
Okay.
Yes.
You expect that that's something we could put on the June agenda?
I think we'll be able to review. We'll be going out for bid, obtaining bids, and we should be able to provide that to the board.
Okay. And Lori, as soon as you get any information, response to your request for bids, could you let me know so we can crank some amount of money into the budget for next year?
Yes, absolutely.
And then with regards to getting with SEIU, you'll let us know when you'd like to meet and let Daryl know.
Question for me, Nikki?
Yes.
Yeah, just following up to get together
yes.
with to hear more about.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'd like, I don't know if we should meet schedule a property and facilities committee meeting so that we can discuss our response, as well as I want to review the edits to the video and any changes to the bond resolution that we need to consider.
Okay. So then that would be part of a scheduled property and facilities
yes.
standing
yeah.
committee. Standing yeah. or ad, no, part of the ad hoc committee.
See, does it all have to do with the facility?
Yeah, it all has to do with the
yes, it could be the ad hoc committee. Yeah.
So it'd be part of the ad hoc. Okay.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. I'd like Don Souther there for his input.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That reminds me. Will the video require a board action once it's complete, or is that just?
I would feel better
under the circumstances.
It's late to review, but I think we need to have legal to get correct. A good affirmation from our legal counsel that we have checked all the boxes, mm-hmm. and then I would like the board to approve it as well.
Yeah, so you'll be working with Jeff,
yeah,
but if you could let him know that his opinion on the new video would be a part of information I would expect to be presented to the board, and then
okay.
we can do that.
Yeah. That would be great. Yeah,
yeah,
that's a good idea.
And our use of the video... the next use of the video is not until July.
Yes.
When we present to Rotary.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we have some time.
Yeah. Although, would we at some point expect to put that, I would expect on our website that
yeah.
we would have project information
yes.
and that video
yes.
would be a part of it. So
sure.
I think that's also anticipated.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, well, we have all kinds of things to talk about at the next meeting.
Thank you.
Anything else?
And you put the bylaws?
Yep.
I got the bylaws. I have the bylaws, the potentially the budget, the bylaws, the bond measure, the resolution related to the inflation index, if it is, in fact, not already approved, the 4th of July upstaffing, web redesign proposals, and the video. It's a lot of stuff. Okay.
And it's not an agenda item, but I would just like to have Jeff Minery or someone in legal to verify that we are in fact allowed to have hybrid meetings. Because CSDA apparently said we could. But I'd just like Jeff
to confirm that.
To confirm that we
okay.
are in fact allowed to have hybrid meetings.
So, hybrid meeting policy. Yeah, I would like to do that. I believe it. We just want to be sure. I believe that not only is that allowed, but I think it's actually encouraged for public access to meetings. But it would be good to have his. I'll note that. All right. I can't find the last page. Oh, there it is. Adjournment. Anything else? Or we have an exceptionally efficient meeting today and we could adjourn.
Do it.
All right. Meeting is adjourned.
Bye.
Bye, Lori. Thank you.